There is help for us in the presence of God. When we come before Him, we come to His throne, He gives us help, and He enables us to do things that naturally are way beyond us. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In this passage, Jesus Christ is described as our high priest. He is our high priest in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, there was a high priest. Aaron and his descendants became the high priest, and they mediated between God and the people. But we have a better high priest, and his name is Jesus. He represents us before the Heavenly Father. And look at how the passage describes Jesus. He says he's a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. Why? Because he became a man. He understands what it is to be human. And the passage says he was tempted in every point like us, yet without sin. Just think of it. Jesus went through what we go through. Have you been betrayed by your friends? Jesus went through it. Have people said, oh, I never knew him, I've never heard of him before, when there are people you used to eat with? Jesus went through it. Do your brothers and sisters not believe in you? Jesus went through it. Are there people in high places against you? Jesus went through it. He went through what we go through. So he understands. And when he plays his role as our high priest, he's not removed from us. He is with us. He understands our fears. He knows our tears. He knows what it is to be human. And that is why he is a competent high priest. Every time you pray, remember your prayer is offered in the name of Jesus. There is one who understands you and who holds your prayer before the Father. And because he is such a high priest, the Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may find help. You know, many times people think of the throne of God as a very scary place. And they're thinking, oh, if I come to the presence of God, he may strike me with lightning and thunder because I'm not worthy. We don't come to the throne of God with our own worthiness. We come with the worthiness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His righteousness is our righteousness. His purity is our purity. His life is our life. And so when we come before the throne of God, we don't receive judgment and condemnation. We find grace to help in any time of need. So if you have a need, come before the Lord. He will not strike you. He will not destroy you. He will help you because he is your helper. And because you have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who offers sacrifice on your behalf. So today, I just want to encourage you, whatever your need is, come before the Lord, talk to him openly, freely about it, and he will give you help in any time of need. There is help in the throne of grace. Go for it. I am Pastor Mesa Otabo. Shalom, peace, and life to you.